everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. It's 3:12 Central Time.
Yeah.
Which means we just watched Saudi Mania.
There it is. Crown Jewel in the middle of our day.
Crown Jewel? Crown Jewel?
Who are you? 4 hours of Saudi Mania. Four and a half hours if you watch the pre-show.
We got camels. We got This Is Awesome chants. I did some research. They broke the record for most This Is Awesome chants in a single show.
Right. We had pyro in the first match, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where else it was.
There was a couple more, but yeah.
Yeah.
But so, look, this has to be the best Saudi Mania yet, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you have like a piece of crap and a piece of crap and a piece of crap and a piece of crap, and then like, you know, a Butterfinger, you know, you're gonna say, hey, that Butterfinger's pretty good.
You know, the Butterfinger was not bad.
Sure.
I mean, look, they had some pretty good matches, right? There was some whatevers in the middle because this was long. It was 9 matches, but there was no Goldberg Taker,
right?
No Goldberg beating the Fiend. No Shane McMahon winning the Best in the World tournament.
That is correct. No,
and no pulling Shawn Michaels, pulling Shawn Michaels out of retirement.
Yeah,
to shave Shawn Michaels' head. No DX versus Taker and Kane. So that's, you know, progress.
Yeah,
progress. That's all we ask.
Shawn, please come to Crown Jewel and then fight.
I can't do it. You know, I respect the Undertaker too much.
We've just fully funded all of your kids' colleges and your wrestling school for 1,000,000 years.
Yeah, all right.
That's basically.
Let me just, I just gotta make a phone call to the Undertaker.
Right.
Hey, Undertaker, it's me, Sean.
I told you, Sean, I'm Mark. Just call me Mark.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm the Mark because I still call you the Undertaker.
And ask the question. I'll be the Undertaker.
Hey, Undertaker, is it cool if I come out of retirement to take some Saudi money? It'll be against you, so, you know, is you cool with that?
Sean, it's a fake show. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. You retired per kayfabe.
Listen, Undertaker, I'm just trying to be respectful, all right?
It's like, you're going to make me money. Of course I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. So, all right. First up, we have the Hurt Business versus the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Titles on the kickoff.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
No.
So, all right, we have the Usos retaining. Who cares?
Right.
Then we got Edge versus Seth Rollins kicking off the pay-per-view.
Hell in a Cell. First match? This makes no sense.
Yeah. How do you follow this?
And they didn't.
Most of them didn't. Right. Yeah, so Seth came out dressed as an Arabian prince. That was pretty fitting.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's like a face.
How was The Miz not there, you know? He dressed as the genie.
Oh, God.
At Dancing with the Stars. How is he not like the genie?
If you haven't Googled that, do it now.
I know.
Right now. Stop this recording. Do it now.
But yeah, this match was about as good as, you know, we thought it was going to be. Seth dove out of the ring, but Edge moved and he went headfirst into the cell. But no blood. Again, not allowed to have blood. A lot of things in this match should have resulted in blood, but no dice.
You say not allowed. A couple people bled a little bit, but I guess
who else bled besides Goldberg? It was just Goldberg, right? It's probably because Lashley accidentally hit him for real. Because it wasn't like a real good blade. It didn't look like a blade job. It was like the top of his head.
Somebody.
It was Goldberg.
Was it not Drew? Did he also bleed right?
No. That was a few weeks ago. I don't think he bled.
I think Lesnar. Somebody also had a little nick on there.
Lesnar was red, but that's just his face.
That's just his face. Fair enough.
So 5 minutes into the match, Edge brought chairs into the ring and kicked the lower bar out, but then Seth hit him with the chair. Mm. Then Seth went for the concerto, but Edge swept the leg. He put Seth in the crossface, but Seth grabbed the bar and poked Edge in the eye with it. That looked really nice. Probably should have been some blood there.
Yeah.
But no.
Fake blood, if anything.
Then Seth hit the unprettier or the kill switch, what have you. And Michael Cole called it Edge's move.
Yeah. But Edge does that. Never.
No.
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 No, he does not.
That's his buddy on, Christian
Cage. Drunk again?
His kayfabe brother, Christian Cage.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Later, Seth set up a table outside the ring and got on the top rope. But Edge pushed Seth off. And Seth hit the cell first and then went through the table. That was really impressive.
Very cool.
Very cool. Then Edge brought the steel steps into the ring and gave Seth the Edge-O-Matic on them. And it looked like the corner like hit Edge's leg, close to his nuts. He almost lost a ball there.
He's had enough kids.
Yeah. Then Edge jumped off the top rope and hit Seth with a chair on the steel steps.
Yeah, that's a finisher.
No, it's not.
No.
Later, Seth went for the curb stomp, but Edge countered with a buckle bomb and a spear, but Seth kicked out.
Yep.
Then Edge went under the ring, pulled out a table, but then he looked again, took a moment, and then he pulled out a ladder.
Bust a nut.
Yeah, it's nice.
Place went crazy for that. It was like, oh, right, that guy, ladders. Yeah.
That's his thing.
That's his thing.
Yay.
So they both fought on top of the ladder. It looked like Seth or Edge was going to give him a suplex off of it. But then Seth gave Edge a sunset flip powerbomb through a table.
Oof.
Kick out.
Oof.
But yeah. What a spot.
Right.
Then Edge stands up and they redo their last match that they had in Madison Square Garden where Seth gives him a bunch of super kicks. He super kicks him 3 times. Then he wraps a steel chain around his boot and gives him another super kick. And
ouch.
You know, Seth, you should have just pinned him right there.
It would have been over.
But he got cocky,
mm-hmm.
and he got hit in the cock.
That's right.
Seth tried to curb stomp Edge onto a chair, but Edge counters by hitting Seth's balls with the chair.
Didn't really sell that chain foot
super
kick, did he?
Well,
yeah.
You know, it took a while, but then Edge super kicks Seth. And then he wraps the chain around Seth's mouth. Seth reaches for a wrench, but Edge grabs it and puts it over Seth's mouth. But then Edge lets go. And instead, he curb stomps Seth onto a chair for the win. Didn't get all of it, but he got enough.
Enough. I mean, Seth was ready to go home.
Yeah. Edge then got a bunch of fireworks after for winning a match.
Yeah.
It wasn't for a title. It was just, you know,
and that was
hell in a cell.
Yeah.
But it was great.
And the pay-per-view ended, I think.
That pay-per-view
was
ended.
They sure act like it did.
Yeah.
They acted like it did.
But I thought it was really good. You know, even though they didn't fight on the top of the cell or anything like that, like, I thought it was still really, really great.
I'll give it an A.
Yeah.
I have no problem giving it an A.
For sure.
Yeah.
A's good. Next up, we have Mustafa Ali versus Mansoor.
There it is. The second match. How do you follow this great match?
Yeah.
The hometown hero.
And this went a while, too. I guess just because it was Mansoor, but... This match was basically just Ali beating Mansoor and calling him a loser for most of it. But Mansoor made a comeback. He hits the moonsault, which used to be his finisher.
Yep.
But not anymore. They cut to a little girl in the crowd while Ali kicked out.
Yeah.
He missed the kick out.
Missed the kick out.
Then Ali put him
in a... Take our word for it. He did not win.
Yeah. Ali put him in a submission and Mansoor almost passed out, but then he made it to the ropes and... He was very, like, cartoonish. Like, Mansoor would have been, like, a great cartoon heel in the 80s. You know, Jabba and Hogan.
For sure.
Yeah. He's very cartoonish.
Well, he would have been too small to, you know, beat Hogan, of course.
Of course.
We all know.
Then in the end, Ali missed a 450 splash, and Mansoor hits the neck breaker, where he jumps over the rope and hits the neck breaker for the win.
That's it.
So the Saudi streak continues 4-0. The greatest streak in the history of professional wrestling.
Yeah, still champ.
Still Saudi champ.
Yeah. This match?
Well, hold on. We're not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you forgot who showed up? Did you forget who showed up?
Yes, I did.
So Ali attacks Mansoor after the match, but then the music hits, and someone comes out in the Saudi robes, and we can't see his face. The guy gets in the ring. We can see his eyes, and I'm trying to... figure out who this is. And I'm like, it doesn't look like anyone.
I got nothing. Then he took off his, you know, robes.
Yeah.
Still had nothing.
He took off his robes and it was some karate fighter from Saudi Arabia.
Who are you?
Yeah.
And Michael Cole yelled, that's Tariq Salabala.
Yeah. Who was in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Who apparently got disqualified for a kick he did or something. Cole was saying that.
Oh. Well, Cole called him a karate player.
A karate player?
You know, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, he makes things up.
A karate player.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this man?
A karate player on the karate team.
How has Michael Cole had a job for 25 years?
Unbelievable.
A karate player.
He does the best. He doesn't do it like... No one can do it like him.
No.
Go. And then Vince is like, he's the best.
Go look at the leaked audio of when he's talking to Vince over the mic. And he's like, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I love you, sir. Can I have another, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll cradle your balls later, sir.
Both balls. Yes. Now I've been, putting a lot of chapstick on.
Right,
thank you, sir.
So the karate player kicks Ali once in the head, and it looked good. I mean, he's a legit karate guy, right? So
yeah.
Ali goes down. He probably knocked him out for real.
Right.
And then he celebrates with Mansoor.
Yay, best friends.
How do you have... Look, I know you're doing the show in Saudi Arabia, but still.
It's for them.
You know?
It's for them.
But like, would we wouldn't even know a karate guy from the U.S.
Yeah. In the Olymp- name one. Name an Olympic karate guy on the U.S. team.
Can't. I only know a Saudi Arabian one.
You can't name one karate player?
No, of course not.
I don't even know what that is, so I can't name one either.
Name any karate guy in the history of the U.S. Olympics.
Name any karate player ever.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Karate player? Like Ryu.
Karate kid.
Ryu.
That's all I got. Yeah, right.
Karate player. You play, yeah, you know?
That's true.
So there you go. I don't know. This was like your average match, a C.
C.
And then right. The surprise made it a D.
Brought it down to a C minus, but we're at a B.
Next up, we have AJ Styles and Omos versus RK-Bro for the Raw Tag Titles. Riddle rode to the ring on a camel. Yep. Orton looked upset about it. I was hoping he was going to RKO the camel.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was unfortunate.
No. Yeah, no.
Yeah, not much about this match. Styles goes for a phenomenal forearm.
Yeah. Remember that time he went for a phenomenal forearm, and when he got to the air, he got RKO'd?
Yeah.
Then the next time, he like faked it.
He faked it.
Then the next time.
Then he faked it again.
Faked it. So he knows now.
He knows.
So what happened?
He just goes to the forearm, Morton hits him with an RKO.
Fool me four times. Shame on everyone.
Like, come on. Like, even for Styles, this is lazy. Like, you know, they say that. You know, Vince decides who wins, but usually, unless it's some crazy circumstance, the wrestlers get to decide, like, how's it going to end?
Yeah.
And it's just going to end with the same thing you do every single time.
What's the matter? Omos can't eat a RKO?
Of course not.
Shit.
So, and then Riddle hits the floating bro for the win, so.
Yeah, they gave it another one.
That's it. He wins.
Boom. This match.
Or they retain, of course.
C Everyone minus.
Yeah, not much to this match either. It was just like, that's the match, and it was a rematch, and nothing new.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
B minus.
All right, next up we have Zelina Vega versus Doudrop, Queen's Crown Finals.
Yeah.
I wonder how Vega's going to look, because she's always very revealing.
Sure.
But now, of course, you know, they're completely covered, and they also have to wear giant t-shirts.
Hey, I thought something was kind of bullshit.
What's that?
Why were they allowed to show their hands?
I know.
Gloves? Have you ever heard of gloves?
Right.
You know how sexy a hand is?
Please. What the hell, ladies?
Gosh, my friend, my male friend gives me handies all the time. It's a very sexy thing to me.
Yeah. I guess they don't have hand fetishes in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They have feet fetishes. They have elbow fetishes.
Right.
Shoulder fetishes. Knee fetishes.
Yeah.
Be a little decent, bitches.
Showing off hands like some whores.
But why do they have to wear two layers? Like, is it because just in case, like, their gear gets ripped and you see skin, they just instantly get sniped? Sorry, bitch!
Then you go, judge, kill her. Judge, jury, executioner.
That must be it, right?
It's just to cover it. No, it's just to cover it even more. Showing the curves would be curves. Too much.
But we see their
for the rapists.
But what about their butts? They're wearing tight spandex.
Men have butts, but not boobs.
We don't have boobs. What are you talking about, Ali? You have boobs. Look, you have huge.
Look
tits.
At flippity. Look, they go bump.
You
bump,
got
bump.
Better boobs than her. What are you talking about? Yeah, I would like to titty fuck you.
Oh yes.
This match went 5 minutes, longer than any of the Queen's Crown tournament matches have gone.
Yep.
And then Vega hit Doudrop with the code red for the win.
Yeah.
Vega gets the win. And commentary was treating her as the baby face.
Weird.
The entire time.
Right.
Which is very weird.
Even though Doudrop came to the ring as the baby face.
Yeah.
Even though she's kind of transfacial.
Is she?
Yeah.
Not since she, you know, split from Eva Marie.
I don't know.
She was always just kind of like, I'm here because of Eva.
I thought she was more like, I'm here. Just that's it. I'm here.
But Vega was clearly a heel.
Clearly a heel.
Always a heel.
Always.
And they treated this as a babyface win, kind of like Lashley when he won the title. But she's clearly going to be a heel going forward again.
Yes. But a beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful queen.
Oh, of course.
You have a really hot queen.
She puts the crown on her head, sits on the throne, but no fireworks. So there you go. It's a woman.
So please.
You know, this wasn't a good match, but Vega won, so that's something, right?
I'll take it. Yeah.
A C? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good outcome. It can't be anything.
We'll bring it to a C only because of the good outcome.
Yeah.
Like, yay, Vega. Right. C plus.
Then next up, we have Goldberg versus Bobby Lashley. No holds barred. Falls count anywhere, they added last minute. Because they got a little idea.
Sure.
The first two security guards with Goldberg looked malnourished.
Yeah.
Like they don't get food.
No, those are like the Saudi prince's children.
Yeah?
We want to walk out with Goldberg.
So he doesn't feed them? He doesn't feed his own kids?
Ah, you know, you grow fast at that age. You're very thin.
Lashley pulled a chain from his dick to start the match. I guess it was just wrapped around his giant cock.
Yeah.
And because it was like, and then he was like, no, pull it out. And he instantly busted Goldberg open with the chain. And then he tossed the chain away. Could have just won right there, punched him like 10 more times with the chain and pin him. But no, he tossed the chain away. Not smart.
Not so much.
Lashley put Goldberg's leg through a chair and stomped on it. Multiple times.
Mm.
Anytime this has happened to any wrestler,
it's over.
It's like your ankle's broken.
Good night now.
You know, you get carted out.
Yes.
You're out for months.
Yes.
This just, you know, kind of hurt Goldberg for a little bit. I think the only other person was Kane, who went in the ambulance.
It's got to, oh.
Put on the mask and then just stomped the ankle back in place.
That's all. When you're a monster. Or a demon.
Or a Goldberg.
Yeah.
So this is how you have a long Goldberg match, because he just laid there for 5 minutes as Lashley hit him with a chair.
Right.
Then Lashley goes for a spear, but Goldberg moved, and Lashley went through a table. Then Goldberg hit a spear and actually hit the jackhammer. Surprising.
Yeah.
But he didn't go for the pin. Because you touched my son after he attacked you. So Goldberg spears Lashley through the barricade. And then Goldberg started looking for something under the ring, but he couldn't find it. And I was like, uh-oh, Goldberg's got to improvise. Something might happen, but thankfully no one got hurt.
Yeah.
Goldberg put Lashley's head on the bottom steel steps and then tried to crush his head with the top part of the steps. But thankfully Lashley got out of the way before the old man Goldberg, you know, just dropped the steps.
Yeah, because Ashley was like, you know, when he saw that coming.
No.
Yeah. Goldberg's like, all right, fine, I won't kill you.
Then Lashley made his way up the ramp, but then out came Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander with kendo sticks, even one for Lashley. Benjamin and Alexander went after him first. Goldberg missed Cedric with a kick, but that killed him. Cedric dies.
Dead.
From one boot to the face.
Yeah, he's dead for the rest of the night. He was laying there. People would come out. You'd see him.
Yeah.
Just laying there.
He also killed Shelton. Then Goldberg walked to Lashley. They both have a kendo stick in their hands. Lashley raised it up like he's going to hit Goldberg, and then Goldberg tried to raise it, but then he hit the ramp. So Lashley's just standing there for like 5 seconds like, do it, you fucking idiot. Fucking hit me. And Goldberg eventually hits him with the kendo stick. And then Goldberg spears him off the ramp, and they go through three tables that just happen to be there.
Just laying around.
At least put something on these tables.
Yeah.
So it looks like there was a reason to have these tables there.
Right.
Put like a couple, like two cases of water on the sides or something. Like,
anything.
Yeah, this is, you know. But no, they go through the three tables.
Papers,
you know,
production papers. I used to throw wires on there because those don't hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good bump for Goldberg, I guess. But
sure. It prevents this match from being an F.
Right.
Yeah.
And Goldberg wins, obviously.
Yeah.
So, a D, I don't know.
A D is more than enough.
Only because of the table spot.
More than enough.
More than Goldberg deserves.
Yeah.
Yep. Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Xavier Woods, King of the Ring Finals. Woods goes for the elbow drop, but Balor gets his knees up. Balor goes for the coup de grace, but Woods moves. But in the end, you know, this was a good match. But in the end, Woods hits the limit breaker elbow drop for the win.
Wow.
All hail King Woods. You know?
Something good.
Oh, bust. Yeah,
bust
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Sure.
I mean, Woods winning is fantastic.
Yeah.
We wanted this to happen.
Such good shit.
Maybe he finally gets the push he deserves.
Does this start his heel turn?
I hope so.
Like, he starts out being goofy,
right?
Funny, and then it goes to his head and he turns on Kofi.
The best way to do it is have Kofi just be dancing around and grab the crown and put it on his own head.
Yeah.
And then Woods
gets upset.
Whoa, bro. Whoa, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then the next week he does it again and he beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Boom.
Yep.
This is probably a B match.
B minus. B minus. Good.
B minus.
I mean, look, they got, you know, they got the king right. Even Vega as the queen is great.
Yep.
Does Vega go back to jobbing or does she get some wins?
Ah, queens don't win.
No.
Kings or queens. Yeah, they don't win.
All right. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Big E for the WWE Championship. This match was, you know, average at best. Big E hits the big ending, but Drew kicks out. McIntyre went for the Claymore, but Big E got out of the way. Then he goes for his spear through the ropes, but McIntyre counters with a Claymore, but Big E kicks out.
Oh.
And then McIntyre goes for the big ending, but Big E gets down, and then he hits the big ending to retain. C. You know,
yeah,
is whatever.
I mean, again, these matches are just matches, right? But they,
right?
But they're okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's just another C.
Yeah. Then we got Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Mm.
It looked like Sasha had pretty nice gear, like it was kind of Spider-Man-y.
Too bad we couldn't see the top part.
But then she had the big T-shirt. They all have to wear giant T-shirts.
Yeah.
I counted 5 "This is awesome" chants. 5. Was this match awesome?
It didn't feel awesome.
This was an awkward match.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like any of them were on the same page. Becky hits the manhandle slam on Sasha, but Belair breaks it up. Becky put Bianca and Sasha in the disarmor at the same time, but Belair picked both of them up. And then Belair hit Becky with the KOD, but Sasha didn't let her make the pin. They fight outside a bit, and then Becky retains with a roll-up on Sasha.
Yeah, roll-up ends a triple threat match. Triple threat.
This show is not good. It was awkward. There wasn't like one spot where it was like, oh, wow.
Nothing.
So a D? D plus? I don't know.
A D plus is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going down. We're at like a C minus, barely hanging in there.
Right. Then we got the main event. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. Mm-hmm. And Paul Heyman is the only reason you need to watch the kickoff show, although they played it again later. But on the kickoff show, Paul Heyman told Kevin Patrick, "I will be walking to the ring with the WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion Roman Reigns, and I will be walking back with the WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion."
Yep.
That's it. Apparently, Heyman said this a long time ago when he turned on Brock and aligned himself with the Big Show. Like, he said that same line right before their match.
Yeah.
And he turned on him. So that was a great callback. And that's just a great line. Like, Heyman's so good.
Yep.
Also, during the kickoff show, they said this was going to be a no DQ match, but Brock and Roman declined.
What?
Yeah.
You can decline that?
I guess. There was no mention of this on SmackDown. Like, so what?
They declined it. Why even bring this up then?
So they bring it up because they probably tweeted it out a couple days ago.
Yeah, probably.
But like, yeah, first it's a regular match, then they make it no DQ, and now it's back to a regular match. Like, you'd see why Brock wouldn't want it.
Right.
You know?
Numbers game.
Like, maybe that should have been like, Brock, you didn't read the contract. It's no DQ. Jey Uso's the ref. Idiot.
Idiots. Yeah.
So a few minutes into the match, Brock gives Roman the first German suplex. Then Reigns Superman punches Brock off the apron and then dives over the ropes and onto him outside of the ring. Back in the ring, Roman hits the first spear, but Brock kicks out. Reigns hits 2 more Superman punches and goes for another spear, but Lesnar jumps over him and Roman runs into the turnbuckle. Then Brock takes Reigns to Suplex City.
Mm.
I think it was 3 more Germans.
I think it was 3 right there. Yep.
Brock even did Roman's ooh-ah, and he hits an F5, but Reigns barely kicks out. We both jumped.
Yeah, because it was this. It was 1, 2. Oh, yeah. Like it was like, the 3.
The ref did a slow three count.
Yeah.
And Roman's kick out was good and very
2 and 99%. It was out there. Definitely up there.
At this point, the crowd was going crazy for Lesnar. Crazy for him. Brock goes for another F5, but Reigns counters with the guillotine. But Lesnar gets out of it with a spine buster. Then Brock hits an F5, but Roman's legs knock out the ref in the process. So there's Brock's out.
There it is.
Brock goes for the pin, and you can count to 10, but then he notices the ref is dead. So he picks up the ref by his belt, which I always love, because he's so fucking strong. He could lift up a man just by their belt with one hand.
Yeah.
And then he drops him, and Lil Nate rolls out of the ring.
Lil Nate.
He doesn't get up ever again.
No.
And then Brock turns around, and Reigns hits a spear, and... You know, he hits a spear, but then he's down, right? He's still tired. So
two guys
both men
down.
Are laying down. And then Heyman's holding the Universal Championship and thinking about who he should toss the belt to. And then eventually, it's such a great moment because you're like, oh my God, like, what is he going to do? Eventually, he tosses the belt into the ring and it lands in the middle of both men.
Almost perfectly in the middle.
Perfectly.
Honestly. Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Brock wakes up first. He smiles at Heyman. He grabs it, but then Roman grabs the other side of the belt, and they have a little tug of war over it.
Yeah.
Just like they had 6 years ago.
Before.
The Raw before WrestleMania.
Right. My belt. No, my belt.
The worst go-home moment of all time for WrestleMania.
Right.
But this was like a nice callback to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But and it makes sense to do it in a match.
Right.
Brock ends up getting the belt. But then the Usos show up and give him a double super kick. And then Reigns hits Brock with the belt in the head. Another ref runs out. And Roman retains. And for the entire aftermath of this match, Paul Heyman looks shocked. Like, oh my God.
He certainly looked
what
like
the fuck?
He should have helped Brock.
Right.
Because if Roman, he would have just been happy. Roman won.
Of course.
He was just, but it could also have been, I probably shouldn't have tried to help Roman because now I'm fucked. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is how you continue the story because clearly they're going to fight again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we still don't know, like, you know, who Paul Heyman is really with. Like,
right.
Where does his allegiance lie? It's a great way to continue this.
It is.
I'm looking forward to the next one because you never know.
Right.
I don't think he'll turn on him, but... The will he won't he is good enough to make me intrigued.
Very good acting, great acting by Paul.
Yeah,
great acting.
This is easily the best Reigns Lesnar match we've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely in the top six.
Well, like the other five, like who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Except for when Seth came out, but like
that counts.
Their Hell in a Cell match. Mm. I mean, Reigns speared him through the cell. That was an amazing moment. But then. You saw that Brock's feet did hit first on the ground, so Roman should have won. There's a little screw up there. But then the SummerSlam one where Braun Strowman helped Reigns win.
Yeah.
So Reigns is still not beating Brock clean. No. You know, he's beaten him twice, but not clean.
Correct.
But I thought this was really good. I would go an A for this match as well.
A?
Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was really good.
I'll go an A minus. That kind of brings us up to a C plus then for the pay-per-view, which is kind of what we said, right?
Yeah.
Kind of an average, maybe slightly above average pay-per-view, especially for the Saudi show.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Not bad.
Not bad. Hey, you know, it was a C plus pay-per-view, but
no Undertaker, no Braun Strowman, no surprise appearances, not even a Triple H, no HBK. No. You would think they would bring somebody out. Usually they bring out three or four.
They bought
surprises.
The karate player.
Well, yeah, karate player who, you know, when he revealed his mask, they all went nuts. But I'm like, how many of you knew or just like kind of went nuts because something was revealed? I don't know.
Well, it's the crowd that did 1,000 This Is Awesome chants.
True.
But yeah, surprised the Undertaker didn't show up after he introduced Pitbull the night before.
Right.
At the Saudi Arabia.
He's there. How does he not come out?
Event.
He's there. It makes no sense. Like,
we just
why?
Want to party with you, Undertaker.
Seriously, why though?
Mr. Undertaker.
He makes the trip. He doesn't even come out and say hello.
Hello. Yeah. Bong.
Introducing Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
He botched that too, by the way. Did you see it?
Yeah.
He botched the intro. He like fucked up. He flubbed a line and then corrected himself. But yeah. Look, at least it had two A matches. You know, it began with an A match, Hell in a Cell, and it ended with an A match.
At least the storytelling was great in the Roman match with Lesnar, with Heyman and everything. So, yeah.
There you go.
I'll give you that.
Right.
C plus, guys. Tell us what you thought. you know, again, best Saudi show is a C plus.
I don't think any Saudi show ever got higher than an F. They all got Fs back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Maybe a D at best.
At best.
But, you know, nice. That's the thing. All these matches were pretty big, except for, like, Mansoor and Ali.
Right.
In terms of, like, importance.
Yeah.
Even the Raw tag titles, then the Queens, the Goldberg bullshit. But, yeah, so.
Great
there
job.
There you go. But last but not least, don't worry, kids.
It is least.
Because Andy Two Belts is still Andy Two Belts.
I'll tell you, I'm okay with this because I picked Finn Balor and you picked Woods.
Yeah.
That was kind of the biggest thing that we had different. And, you know, I'm glad because my boy Woods getting his push we've been waiting for.
Absolutely.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
So, great job.
Thank you. See you at Survivor Series.
Is that the next one?
I guess.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling?